Hey, this is John Jonas, and I am here with John Real. John, you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, John. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. I'm so excited that I got you on the phone because I love what you do. John is the owner and creator of Go Try This, which is some software that came out a couple of years ago. And at first, when I saw it, I thought, wow, that's really stupid.
Thank you. Thank you for being honest. I appreciate the feedback.
And what is the point of this? And then I had a couple of friends who were talking about it, like they were so thrilled with it. And so I got a copy and started using it. And now I think that everyone should be using Go Try This in their business, and we're going to talk about why today. And I'm so excited about it because it makes my life easier, right?
Oh, that was the goal. Thank you very much, John.
You're welcome.
So, great to hear.
Okay, so what I'd like to do with this call today, I want to talk about I want to talk about three things. I want to talk about what Go Try This does briefly. I want to talk about why that is important to people's businesses and why it's important to outsourcing. And then I want to talk about some of the more specific things that Go Try This does. Okay.
All right.
And how those things affect the bottom line of your business. So first, I want you to talk about what does Go Try This do? Like what is its main functionality, the core of it?
All right. Well, hi, everyone. Thank you for having me here, John. I hope I'll give you some great ideas that will increase your profits, including even yours. Here's the basic things that people use Go Try This for really quick. It helps you find out what marketing gives you the best return on your investment. That's one of the big things. You stop wasting time on marketing that doesn't work. The second thing is it makes your affiliate marketing more profitable, and it does that in numerous ways, including, this is a big one, the third one is you can find out what the best affiliate programs are by split testing them. So we'll get into that later. And the fourth reason that people use Go Try This, and these are the big reasons, there's so many others, is you can find out what copy of yours drives people to take action. The fifth reason is you're going to get way more organized, which will help you with your marketing throughout. And the sixth reason is it's fun. We hear all the time that people use it every single day and are just addicted to watching all the live graphs of their marketing.
Right.
So there you go. That's the intro.
So the ones that I love were number five, get everything organized, and mm-hmm. we'll talk about outsourcing with that. And I love the figuring out what works in your marketing. And Go Try This does such a good job of that. So, okay, so I want to tell you how I use it in my business and why this is so important to me. So
great.
I have a set of websites that make me pretty good money. And a lot of my listeners will know this already because they've heard me talk about it before. I have a set of websites that my guys in the Philippines built for me. They did all the work for it. They make me $10,000 to $15,000 a month, right?
Thanks.
So in that set of websites, we are affiliates for I don't know how many products. I'm guessing it's like 200 different affiliate programs. And there is absolutely no way to keep track of that without Go Try This. And I love it because I'm not the one who joins the affiliate programs. I'm not the one who gets the affiliate links for them. But I am able, if I choose to go find an affiliate link for any product that we have, and I can do it immediately by going into Go Try This, where my guys put all of my links, and all I have to do is just search for that product, right? And it comes up, and I get my affiliate link, and I know, oh, here's the easy shortcut to link to that. Super simple, right? Mm-hmm. And that is so important to my business because I let my guys in the Philippines do so much stuff for me that if I were to lose one of them, I told one of them, you know, if you got hit by a bus, I want to know what you're doing. And Go Try This makes it so that I have access to everything. I know what affiliate programs we've joined. I know which one of them are successful, which ones are getting clicks, and which ones are making money. And it's all in one place, right? And to me, that is so important, right?
Sorry, go ahead. Yeah, I was just going to talk about that, but
that's one of the places where I use Go Try This. So another place where I use it is in my personal stuff, like with my blog. It is so good to be able to join an affiliate program and put up a link inside of Go Try This, and then I can set a super easy shortcut, and now all of my links are always in the same place, and I know, oh, you want to know how to get to Unique Article Wizard? Oh, here it is. I know it off the top of my head because I put it into Go Try This. It's, you know, wherever my Go Try This installation is, /UAW, right? Super simple. And I never have to remember that. I never have to remember what my username and password is to that stupid affiliate program, and I can go and figure it out so I can get my affiliate link so I can tell someone what it is, right? Go Try This keeps it all organized, and that is so nice. Right. So in terms of outsourcing, I love it because, one, it keeps it organized. Two, it's easy for me to be super, super hands-off of things and still know what's going on, right? Okay, so that's my little spiel about why people should be using Go Try This. I haven't even talked about the split testing, which I'll tell you this. In that $10,000 to $15,000 a month business, I have run split testing things on different products, and you will be shocked at how much of a difference different products can make in affiliate income. Where one product converts 10 times better than another and pays out 5 times more, right? And so that is so important in split testing, and Go Try This makes it so easy to do.
Yeah, so that's amazing difference in the amount of money you can make, and you don't risk changing it to a completely different program that might not convert at all. You still have your income from the first program that you're testing, and then you know you add in that other one and then switch it to the one that wins.
Right, and using Go Try This, it's super simple to do. So I haven't done this in a while. I did this to figure this out with that program, but from what I remember, what you do is you. Inside of Go Try This, you find the link that you're using, and you just add another Go to This URL link, and that's it. You just paste in your second affiliate link, and it'll automatically start split testing, and all you have to do to figure out which one wins is look at how much traffic you got for each link, look at how much money you made from each program, and say, oh, this one's more effective.
Yeah, it's actually even easier than that because, for instance, with what you're doing, you've got all these affiliate links that are already out there. They're already published, they're sending traffic, so you go in and like you said, you just add in that second link and it will split test all that existing traffic. So you don't need to know how much traffic is there. All you need to go and do is go to the affiliate programs and see what is happening there, how many sales you're getting or how much money is coming in, what the checks are at the end of the month. So all you have to do is put in one link and get an extra check. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, this check was bigger than that check. Let's stop this test and just use this one.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's so awesome. Okay, so I don't want to go too long with this because I just want to make it short. I would like to hear some of the – so you gave us the six things that Go Try This does as an overview. I want to get more details on those. Like I want to know how you can do on-the-fly split testing of your marketing. Okay, so I'm going to give an example here. Because this wasn't clear to me the first time I saw this, and that's why I said this is weird, stupid, right? Okay, so let's say you're doing article marketing. Every one of my customers are doing article marketing, right? How do you know which articles are working or wherever the articles are, how do you know which ones are working, right? How do you set that up so that Go Try This figures this out for you?
Okay. Well, when you're doing article marketing, there's a whole bunch of things you can do. So I didn't even begin to mention article marketing in my top six reasons, but now that I know. All right, so here, you've gone and created an article. that has an affiliate link in it. And you don't want to go and create a tracking link for each article because that would be very tedious. You might be, with your outsourcing, you might be creating numerous articles, and you want to know which one has the best content that actually gets people to take action and sends them on to wherever you're sending them to, which is maybe an affiliate link, it might not.
Maybe so, it's to your own website.
Yeah, right. It could be totally. It could be to wherever you're sending them. It doesn't have to be an affiliate link. And basically, all you need to do is create that link. In fact, you know what? Let's actually do this live with everyone who's listening. Even if this is something that's recorded later, you can do this. I'm going to get you to go to a link that I've already created, and we'll just pretend that this is a link that I've put into an article.
Okay.
So I have a website called anexamplesite.com.
Okay.
And so I'd like you to go to either www.anexamplesite.com/billsmith-woman.html if you're a woman, or I'd like you to go to www.anexamplesite.com/billsmith-man.html if you're a man. So I'd like you to imagine that I've gone and put the link Bill Smith Woman into one article, and I've gone and created another article and put different content in there, and I've put in BillSmith-man.html in that article. So now I have these two links, but I only created one link. I've created this link called Bill Smith, and I could go and
– Inside of Go Try This.
Yeah, in Go Try This, I've created one link called Bill Smith, and that redirects over to your affiliate link or whatever
in this site case, you want to send. In this case, it's redirecting to a PDF.
And in this case, you're right, it's redirecting to a PDF. And I could have done anything. I just made up those links, woman and man, right now. I could say type in your hair color. And then when I go to Go Try This, I'll see that we have, 28 clicks on man, 7 clicks on woman, and there's one redhead listening to the call.
Okay, so I want to make this clear because this wasn't clear to me when the first time I saw this. This kind of wasn't clear to me, and I think it this is so easy and obvious for you that you don't realize this is a complicated thing. So what just happened is you just submitted an article to different article directories. Right? Let's say you did it to 10 article directories, or your Filipino did this to 10 article directories. Well, every single one of those article directories, or every one of those articles, has a link in it back to your site, to an example site, you know, whatever your site is, .com/Bill Smith. Well, in every article, you put a different dash at the end of it, so it's Bill Smith dash article 1, Bill Smith dash article 2 for article 2, Bill Smith dash article 3, right? Now, Go Try This is going to track each of those dash article 1, dash article 2, dash article 3 separately, which means you will figure out which article is getting the most clicks. And maybe you submitted the exact same article to different article directories and just put a different link on them. And now you know this article directory is more effective for me in my marketing than that article directory because this one brought me in 5 times more traffic.
Absolutely. And they're all under one link. And that's the beautiful thing. So you don't have to set up each one beforehand. You just set up one link. That's it. And then when you go to Go Try This, it's all there. Yeah, you just
make them up on the fly. So now when you're tracking, I'll tell you, I've seen Nana Gilbert Bafo do this super, super well. When he sends out emails, he creates one link in his Go Try This, and then he puts that link inside the email 3 or 4 times. And on each of those links, he puts a dash 1, dash 2, dash 3, or dash 4. So he knows where in his email are people deciding to click on the link. At what piece of copy here made you decide you're going to click the link now? Was it at the beginning, dash 1? Was it in the middle, dash 2? Was it near the end, dash 3? Or was it in the PS, dash 4? Right? So powerful where he didn't have to do any extra work to create all of that tracking, and it gives you so much knowledge.
Absolutely. And we have clients who have, you know, you said you had a couple of hundred. We have clients who have thousands of affiliate links, and they know they do this exact sort of thing, and they know exactly which content is working for each link, and they can go back in time and sort it by the most effective campaigns and see which one, which campaign was the best that they've ever done. It's a great way of finding content to reuse and eliminating content that doesn't convert.
Yeah, so, okay, so let's talk about marketing strategies and how this affects it.
Before you go on, John, one more thing about articles. If you're publishing articles, there's another feature of Go Try This that you didn't mention, which I think might be very valuable for people doing articles. And that is, not only do you see the clicks in Go Try This of how many people have clicked on each campaign or each article that's published or each article directory, depending on how you're using it, but you also see where it gets published. So if you post something into an article directory and it gets spread out all over the internet, you'll see which places it goes to and which ones are sending the most traffic. And on GoPro,
wait. Are you okay?
You didn't know that?
No. So you're saying that it's tracking referrers.
That's right.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't know that. Right, so you're saying I don't even have to go in and put in different I don't even have to go in and put in the dash article 1 dash article 2. It's going to tell me which one of those sites sent the most traffic.
Yeah, so you want to put in the article 1 and article 2 so you can tell which article, if you're doing different articles for testing content. But if you're just putting out the same article out there, yeah, Go Try This will tell you where it gets published and which one's sending the most clicks.
That's awesome. Okay, so the other thing that I was going to say is, in tracking this, it's pretty easy then to create a link, and then add these dashes on the end, mm-hmm. and track what marketing thing you're doing is making sense, is working. When you use the same link when you submit articles with a different dash than the link you use when you submit videos, and a different dash than the link you do when you submit blog comments, and a different dash from what you use on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. And then all those things are tracked together, so you're doing a single campaign. Now you know, wow, videos brought in a whole lot of traffic. And these directory mm-hmm. submissions didn't bring me in much traffic, right?
Yeah. Let me tell you something, because I know you're just getting started with version 2. So let me tell you something that you can do with version 2. Because all of your marketing is really together in a whole new way than it was in version one, it's check out this. So in version 2, you can tag your links. So you can give a link a tag that's a video that you're sending people to, and another tag has a PDF. And then you can click on the tag cloud and click all the PDFs or all the videos, and it will bring up the list of all the PDFs or videos. And then you can select an individual link and check out the campaigns. But if you don't select an individual link, it's going to show you all of them combined. So you click on the campaign tab, and you will see all of the campaigns that you've used on all of your videos combined. So you can see how many clicks your videos are getting on each campaign. So if you reuse the same campaigns over and over and over again, you can get some pretty powerful stuff. You can see exactly, you know, this campaign has been used in these 30 links and has generated this many clicks.
Sweet.
Does that make sense? When you see it, we'll have videos of this up. In fact, we do have some videos up. We have 7 or 8 tutorials so far, and we're always making more and getting guest authors to put some in as well. When you see it on the site, that'll make a lot more sense.
Cool. Okay, so give us one more thing that this does that is really cool, and then I want to end this. So,
okay, let me see. We talked about split testing affiliate links. We talked about split testing content. We've talked about getting your information organized and saving your affiliate links. What else did I say? Just reviewing my notes here.
Maybe we covered a lot of the cool stuff.
Well, I think the big one is when you're marketing, you don't know what marketing works. And in, as well as just testing content, you can test all of your marketing from all of your websites at once, and it's fun. So let's just go over that little bit right there, and then we'll call it a call. Okay. So in version one, if you had two websites, you had two different installations of Go Try This. In version two, all of your websites are under one installation. So you have one login, you go there, and that's where you create your links for all 25 of your sites or however many you have. And that's where you go to see all your sites. And they are all tracked side by side. So you can see a link from site one right beside a link from site two. And if you start going and putting out a link in a pay-per-click campaign on Google, you can go and log into Google and you can see your stats, and it's a day old. I think they're still a day old. And you can go and log into your email program maybe and see some clicks on that. But you can't see clicks on your blog posts that you, or blog comments that you put in someone else's blog. You can't see clicks on your forum comments that you've put in someone else's forum, or your Twitter links, or all the other types of marketing, and you don't know which one is really effective. And that's one of the beautiful things about Go Try This, is it tells you which of those are effective, because you can compare all of your Twitter links across all of your domains in live graphs. You can compare your pay-per-click campaigns to your blog posts in live graphs, and you can see how long they're effective for, how long it takes to become effective, and when they stop being effective. And when you start, that's what I was saying, it's fun, it's addictive. We have people who leave that on all day long, just taking a look at their stats, watching it, and we have now trends so that you can see if it's gone up or down and by what percentage in the last day or last 7 days. And you can people are just loving it. So it's fun.
That's awesome. And you know, like you said, I'm just getting started with version two. I've been using version one this whole time, and I haven't gotten a ton into version two. I know that the core functionality is the same, and I was so excited that you were making it available again, because I know it wasn't available for a long time. So, okay, so Go Try This is, it's gotrythis.com, and this is something that I use in my business every single day. And that's why I wanted to do this phone call with you, because I think that a lot of people don't really get it. You know, people don't often get a peek into what I do in my business and how I run my business. So this is one of the things that I use on a daily basis in my business, and it helps my bottom line. It also helps with my sanity and keeping me organized. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you
for being here. And I'm sure that a lot of my customers will now be your customers, because this is really good stuff. So
excellent. Thank you very much, John.
Talk to you later.
Okay, you too.